Sports Show. You take control of the airwaves, the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. And anything goes, virtually whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So we started, we touched on this last hour. We didn't have a chance to really dig into it. Talking about obesity. Apparently there's a problem with obesity in the United States, and I think that's pretty well known. I think it's pretty well known that Americans are darn well fed and pretty sedentary in their lifestyle. And as a result, many Americans are overweight. And because many are overweight, obviously a good chunk of Americans is also obese. And it's not good to be obese. It's certainly a threat to somebody's health. I don't think that there's anybody that can deny that obesity is a danger to one's health and well-being, right?
It's not good for you.
At the same time,
it'll kill you off.
At the same time, it is your life, and it is your choices. So it's up to you as to whether, or it should be up to you as to whether or not you want to do anything about it. But the government says, no, no. The government says it shouldn't be up to you. In fact, we are going to step in and provide programs and mandates that will help people be less obese.
Well, just because there are programs and mandates, that doesn't mean that somebody who wants to be fat isn't going to be fat.
Indeed, but let's explore some of their concepts and some of their ideas.
And to think that that they know better how it is that you should be is an awful lot of hubris on the part of these politicians and lawyers and whomever it is that is making these, wanting to make these decisions. I mean, really, I am the way I am because I choose, not because I want to, maybe. Maybe I'm fatter than I want to be, but I definitely make the choices that make me as fat as I am.
Absolutely. You didn't start out fat.
No. Well, I'm not fat, but I've got more fat on me than I'd care to have.
All right, so we're going to get into this, but first we're going to the phones and to the fun. Chris in the United Kingdom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Hi, Chris. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I just want to talk about age discrimination laws.
Sure.
I was just browsing the website, looking at a few government websites, and I just saw something about age discrimination that the Labour government going to introduce here.
Okay, what are they doing?
Well, it's just like they're going to introduce that you can't discriminate against age anymore.
Hiring somebody? Or, I mean, what ways?
Well, yeah, generally hiring someone.
Do you think that's a good idea?
No, of course not. As a libertarian, I don't think that's good at all. I just think that, well, basically in Britain, we're just having too much big government everywhere.
Yeah, you certainly do. So, now, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. So, it's what they're going to do is they're going to say you can't discriminate against age in certain areas because, for instance, I'm sure there's a law in Britain that says I can't hire a 10-year-old, right?
Well, I think it's more to protect there are people at retirement age more so than children.
Really?
Yes, but if that's what it says, then that's what it's going to do. Affect. It's going to affect everyone.
How is it going to protect people of retirement age, exactly?
Well, I think
theoretically, at least.
Well, supposedly there's a trend in of employers refusing to employ people, say, around 65.
Is that because they have to provide them with insurance? I mean, why would an employer not want to employ somebody like that?
Well, I think it's because basically they've reached retirement age, and, well, the employers simply think that you know, they should be too old. So
I wonder about that. It would seem to me that as an employer, if somebody who's in their 60s comes to me and looking for a job and they've been working for 60 years or 50 years or whatever, they're very experienced. They know what they're doing. I would want to hire somebody like that. It would seem to me that as an employer, the only reason I wouldn't want to take on someone like that is if there was a set of laws to go along with it. And I imagine that you do have these laws. Maybe you're not aware of them because you aren't an employer, Chris. But there probably are laws in Great Britain that require employers provide things like health care and other sorts of coverage to their employers, in which case then I would totally understand. Then you're taking on a liability. Then you have to pay through the nose to insure this 65-year-old person, whereas if you were to just hire them without having this mandate, then it would be no big deal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, but I don't really think employers in Britain pay healthcare as such. They all pay national insurance, which is kind of like a tax, which is designed to fund the NHS.
So they're paying in. Do they change the rates based on how old the person is? Do you know?
I don't think so. No.
Then why wouldn't people want to employ older Britons?
Well, as I said, I think basically it's discrimination.
It doesn't make sense.
Why would they be discriminating? There must be a reason for it. Why? I can't imagine for a moment why somebody wouldn't want to employ an experienced, mature worker if that person...
Over a punk kid? I'd hire a 65-year-old person over a 20-year-old any day of the week.
As long as I didn't have to pay their health care.
Right. Well, Chris, let us know what you think, man. Maybe you should think about it, because it sounds like you're missing a few facts there. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
I've heard of, certainly, age discrimination. I've heard people say that in their line of work, they couldn't find, they couldn't get a job because of their age, but I just don't know why.
Right. I mean, if the 65-year-old guy is asking for three times as much as the 20-year-old guy, then I'll probably go with the 20-year-old guy. But if the 65-year-old guy comes in and says, hey, man, I'm retired. I'm just looking for some work. I'll do it for the same rate as whatever it is you're hiring at. You're hired, buddy. Come on board. I don't see why else you would want to refuse that. So if you can think about that and let us know, 800-259-9231. All right, so let's talk obesity. Apparently, dozens of states have either introduced or passed legislation aimed at curbing obesity. Measures include restricting advertising to children, requiring schools to provide parents with information about student body mass index, requiring schools to provide diabetes screening, mandating insurance coverage for obesity prevention and treatment, and establishing nutrition education programs. A University of Baltimore-affiliated think tank, the Schaefer Center for Public Policy, has created an annual obesity report card to keep the heat on states to do more. More. There's never enough. You can never do enough, government. We need more programs. Granted, there will never be a shortage of people who, lacking impulse control, prefer to gorge themselves without regard to health and health consequences. But to use that as a pretext to limit the range of pleasures available to all of us has an unpleasant ring of familiarity. Prohibition operated on this very premise. Let us combat the temptation to take an activity to excess by banning the activity outright. Don't bother telling our latter-day prohibitionists about the necessity of self-control, whether the object of their wrath is food or alcohol. Such talk merely serves as a cover for the irresponsible pursuit of profit. For a good decade or more, Kelly Brownell, a paunchy Yale psychologist and top advisor at the deceptively effective Washington, D.C.-based Center for Science in the Public Interest, has called for punitive taxes on unhealthy food, saying,
so we should make cheesecake cost $10 a slice because it tastes so good and it's so fattening.
Exactly what she's saying. Quote, I recommend we develop a militant attitude about the toxic food environment like we have about tobacco. She's written in CSPI's Nutrition Action Health Letter. The CSPI group, Center for Science in the Public Interest, is, that's what they do. They do research that skews in their direction, and then they push it towards the political realm, and they try to affect policy. They're a very dangerous organization for your freedom. The plaintiff's bar, ever searching for victims to represent, has been exercising its own militancy. In August 2002, lawyers for Ashley Pellman, an overweight adolescent girl from the Bronx, and other class-action plaintiffs sued McDonald's, charging the corporation with deceptive marketing and advertising of addictive foods. U.S. District Judge Robert Sweet dismissed the case early the following year, arguing, if customers know the risks, they cannot blame McDonald's if they nonetheless choose to satiate their appetite with a surfeit of supersized McDonald's products. If only he had left things at that. Unfortunately, Judge Sweet also offered the plaintiffs advice on how to remedy their suit, emphasizing that McDonald's customers should have access to more thorough information. Predictably, the lawyer, Samuel Hirsch, 2 years later filed an amended complaint, albeit on narrower grounds. John Sue the Bastards Banzoff, a renowned George Washington University law professor and advisor to the plaintiffs, is hopeful that Hirsch will discover documents embarrassing to the corporation. More to come on this, obesity and what the government's planning on doing to your freedoms.
They're
going to
save us all.
On the way, it's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic, so what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. And as always, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system there. Over 130,000 posts await you. It's all kinds of topics from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's over 1,200 people interacting, and it's a lot of fun, and it's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. One of the reasons you might want to consider it is because some of these states are going crazy with these laws against obesity, with these laws that are meant to promote people or promote people to being more healthy.
Right.
By forcing them to be. In fact, we were talking about with this article from NLPC.org. We were talking about how there's apparently the McDonald's lawsuit where McDonald's was sued and the suit was thrown out by the judge, which was good and everything. But the judge also took the lawyer aside and said, now here's how you can tighten up your case. Here's what you can do to make this better next time. In fact, one of the lawyers involved, for the record, in a separate case several years ago, some of his students took McDonald's to court, winning a $12.5 million judgment from the company, plus a public apology for claiming its French fries were cooked in pure vegetable oil. He knows which side of his bread is buttered. Such outcomes suggest almost limitless opportunities for creative pleading. Why, after all, stop at punishing the sale of fatty foods? Why not prohibit any activity that contributes to obesity? In fact, New York State Assemblyman Felix Ortiz already has this bright idea. A few years ago, the Brooklyn legislator proposed six separate bills that would have slapped high taxes on the sale of fatty foods, movie tickets, video games, DVD rentals, and other items ostensibly promoting sedentary living.
You know, I guess that, you know, that it does, these things are, have something to do with sedentary living, but, you know, why do we want to give the money to the government?
You mean the,
I mean, why instead of taxes? And why instead of taxes wouldn't they propose, I don't know, saying that they had a certain amount of money would be taken and then given to not-for-profit organizations? I don't know.
Well, it's the government.
They're not.
They know what's best.
No, they don't.
They know how to spend the money.
No, they don't. They're very, very bad at it.
It doesn't
all
matter,
the evidence.
Though, Mark. You and I both know that they're bad at it, but they don't care.
Well, I also,
they may know it.
I
they
also
don't care.
Know that if you mandated that money be given to not-for-profits, that suddenly they would get bad at doing their jobs.
Mm.
And that's really what it is. Once you take the profit motive out of it all, then you've got people that don't need to succeed.
Yep.
For instance, Amtrak. They're going to be in business. They're semi-government at this point anyway. They get so much money from the government. They can't fail. When you can't
fail... Well, they do fail.
They do.
I believe they're in the red every single year.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if they fail.
In the world of business, when you fail, you go away.
Yes.
If you fail enough times in a row, you go away, depending on how well you're situated,
and
how
that's
many times
a good
you can
thing.
Fail. Yeah, and that's a good thing. Competition is great for America. Competition is great for Americans. But once you put the government involved in this, that's when you have the problems. And
well, Ortiz,
he just wants to take as much money as possible away from people because they're going to buy the things they want to buy anyway. He wants to give it to the government. He's a socialist.
Well, he says
he's
it could
a dirty,
be
pink, sickle-carrying socialist.
He says it'd be an extra $50 million a year for New York State, New York State. He argued could be earmarked for public exercise and nutrition programs. So we could take the $50 million mark, and then we could create a public exercise program and mandate that every single person in New York State exercises for 30 minutes a day. We could make a law. And if we pass a law, then everybody's going to get healthy.
Yeah, sure they are.
Hey, wait, didn't they do that in 1984? Wasn't there like a mandate that you get up and exercise for a certain period of time in front of the little TV wall or whatever it is they had?
In 1984? I don't remember.
It's
been so long since I read that book, but
I'm not sure.
It's a spooky wall, I'll tell you.
In the face of such zealotry, thankfully, are signs of resistance. Nearly a year ago, the House of Representatives passed the Personal Responsibility in Food Consumption Act. This measure would shield food distributors and restaurants from civil liability for obesity-related claims. It's pretty sad that we need a law to shield companies from this sort of legislation and these claims. The Senate, with typical glacially paced deliberation, has yet to act on its own companion measure. More promisingly, roughly two dozen states to date have banned obesity lawsuits against restaurants. Few would dispute obesity is a real and growing problem. The CDC has estimated that 44 million Americans were clinically obese in 2001, a 74% increase over the figure for 1991, and the U.S. Surgeon General estimated early this decade that nearly 10% of the nation's health care expenditures, $117 billion annually, are attributed to obesity and or physical inactivity. The public tab for treating diabetes, heart disease, stroke, kidney failure, and other obesity-related complications is enormous, especially for patients without insurance. But instead of getting people to slim down by discovering villains, there's a better avenue for action. It's called the market. People by nature tend to want to live as long as they can, and they have a tendency to seek information enabling them to do this. In recent decades, there's been a welcome explosion of preventative health care information available through magazines, the internet, diet books, exercise courses, and employer-sponsored wellness programs. Smart consumers tend to read up on these things. Restaurants know it's a different world, too. That's why family-style chains like Applebee's and TGI Fridays have devoted parts of their menu to accommodating the calorie-conscious.
Sure.
Fast food chains such as Subway and Baja Fresh openly tout themselves as healthy, low-fat alternatives to their competitors, and even Big Bad McDonald's has adjusted to the new realities, phasing out its supersized portions and introducing items like salads and yogurt parfaits. The campaign to punish purveyors of toxic foods, however, works against such tendencies. John Bonsoff, Felix Ortiz, Kelly Brownell, and like-minded activists might deny it, but they harbor a deep mistrust of most people's ability to exercise sound judgment. The social responsibility they would impose upon restaurants or other food retailers is a pricey ticket to individual irresponsibility. 1-800-259-9231. Whew. It's a scary road that we're going down here, Mark, and as obesity continues to be a problem, government will continue to angle to be the solver of that problem.
They love to solve every one of our problems, don't they? We shouldn't have any problems because the government solves all problems.
But they don't.
If they're so good at solving problems, why do we have problems?
Any problems.
They're not good at solving any problems.
Nope.
Every problem that they address, they make worse. I mean,
because of the law of unintended consequences.
They created the food pyramid. What, it's been 30 years now
that
the food pyramid's been around? How come people are more fat now than they were 30 years ago?
Well, they redid the pyramid recently. They were wrong.
What's that have to do with anything? The government shouldn't be involved in this stuff. They take away people's responsibility.
Yes,
once you
do.
Take away their responsibility, you take away their will to live. Once you take away their will to live, of course they're fat. Stop telling people what to do you don't know best. Get out of my life. Get your hand out of my pocket.
Well said.
Take your tape around my waist, from around my waist. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It absolutely is. But unfortunately, these power-mongering freaks are going to continue in their crusade to mold society in the way that they think it should be. That's what it's all about. They have a vision for America. They have a vision for America's waistlines. They have a vision for a drug-free, an immigrant-free America, a fat-free America. It's going to be a war on fat before you know it here, Mark.
A bunch of rail-thin white people.
And then we're all going to have to go underground to get our hamburgers, because I'm telling you, if you ban things I like to eat, I'll find it somewhere.
Yep.
Just like many of us will. In fact, I think Liam wants to talk about the black market. We got your calls coming up at Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's, once again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are on the house at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Liam, going once. Liam in Sweden, going twice. Let's try Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brett. Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what you guys were saying last hour. Of course they should pass a law against obesity because, you know, laws have obviously worked in the war on drugs. I mean, we have less drugs now, don't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah, let's pass a law and create an obesity task force in every police department to check up on people. They could go door-to-door randomly in neighborhoods to make sure that people are doing their exercises.
Do raids on their kitchens and things like that.
Yeah, kitchen check, do a quick fridge check to make sure you're not hiding anything in the nether regions of your freezer.
Then you'd have even more cops that are hypocrites. Can you imagine cops trying to enforce anti-fat rules?
Well, they wouldn't be able to eat donuts anymore, so I don't think it's ever going to work.
Mm. Yeah, good point. They'll never be able to get the cops on the side of that one. Yeah, interesting point. Anything else in your mind, Brian?
Well, I actually kind of wanted to talk about the war on drugs.
Sure.
I was just, you know, I don't really have like a current event issue or anything like that, but I was just watching Cops before I called, and I saw them bust this girl who was driving a truck, and she had a little bag of coke under her seat, and those thugs just took away her car. I mean, she was
wait. How did they find the coke under her seat?
I kind of tuned in into the middle of the scene, so I don't know how they must have pulled her over. But
it's typical that they will ask if they can search.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, the person says yes, and they show it on television, so everyone believes that you have to say yes to a cop when they ask if they can search, because Cops is essentially a propaganda piece.
Well, and it was pretty sad because she was just asking. All she wanted to know was why she was being arrested. I mean, she had, like, they were putting handcuffs on her, and she kept asking just, why am I being arrested? And they wouldn't talk to her. Like,
you're
at all.
Doing drugs, ma'am.
Doesn't really matter. They got a little bag of coke.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I thought they were thugs, you know?
That's what they
taking
are.
Taking away somebody's car. She bought that car, you know?
Yeah, well, now it's theirs. Ho-ho!
Whether the coke was, you know, no matter. What difference does it make that she had coke? Why can you take her car?
Because there's a law that says they can. They just pass a law, whatever they want. They pass a law and write in there whatever they want, and then they can do whatever they want. In fact, apparently they don't even need the laws these days to do whatever they say want to. They just go and do it, and they just cross their fingers, and they hope that nobody will sue them. I mean, what do you think this girl's going to do? Did she seem to be the type of person that would take this to court?
Oh, no. I mean, she didn't have the money to do it, and you can't win against the state. Even if you do have money, you can't win against the state.
It's very difficult. Though, to be fair, you can win, and the ways that you can win is via technicalities. For instance, the police, being lazy, shiftless bureaucrats, they cut corners from time to time. They don't fill out all the paperwork they're supposed to, or they don't cross all the T's and dot all the I's that they're supposed to. So, really, as it turns out, Brett, if you get arrested for a coke possession charge, like this woman did, or marijuana, or something like that, and you plea out, well, then they never have to make a case. You never get to see what evidence they have against you. You never get to find out if they've dropped the ball and made a mistake.
Right, they never have to do any work.
Exactly. Whereas if you take the case to trial, sure, there's a chance that you could lose and go to jail for a much longer time. But on the other side of that coin, there's also a good chance that once you get to look at the so-called evidence against you, that they'll have messed something up and they'll have to drop the case because of it. I mean, these things happen. It's just that they cross their fingers and they hope that you're going to be a docile little citizen and do as they suggest, and that is take the plea bargain, because then they don't have to do any work at all.
Exactly. Although, to be fair, I will say that I have met quite a few very extremely nice cops in my time. So.
No, same here.
There's some good cops out there.
It's not that. It's the participation in the whole thing. You know, enforcing these bad laws, and If you don't enforce them, you're not going to be able to stay on the squad.
Yeah, I'm just following orders. I'm not the bad guy. I'm not being the bad guy.
Yes, you are being the bad guy.
You know, they could return so much respect to law enforcement if they just get this whole drug war thing done with. Call it a mistake like it is, and legalize everything.
Yeah.
Legalize it all. And then that way, violent crime would just plummet.
You
know, I don't know. 75% of it would disappear.
I don't even care if they don't apologize. Just call it off at this point. Brett, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, an apology would be nice and everything, but the original fools who initiated the war on drugs, they're long gone. I mean, this started in earnest back, what was it, the Nixon administration, I believe, where this really kicked into high gear, the war on drugs, early 70s?
It got really high. Well, Nancy Reagan was in...
That was the Just Say No days.
Yeah.
But all of these people are dead or completely out of office and retired. The initial group of power-mongering, dangerous people that brought the war on drugs about... Look, I don't want an apology. Just those of you who are enforcing this war on drugs now, stop it. Stop it tomorrow. If you stop it tomorrow, as you said, the crime rate would drop, violent crime would go away, because the crackheads and the cokeheads aren't going to have to be knocking over convenience stores and robbing old ladies and breaking into people's homes and cars and stealing stuff in order to get their fix. That's all going to go away. The quality of the drugs is going to be better. And in that, there's not going to be impurities. They're going to be manufactured in controlled laboratory conditions, sold in measured doses, where you know exactly what it is you're getting. People will not die from overdosing unless they really intend on overdosing, because the people that die from ODs aren't intending to OD these days. They're just taking what they thought was a normal dose, but it was cut a little too lightly or brewed a little too heavily, and they get more than they bargained for, and they die as a result of it. So those unintended deaths are going to go away as well. So people are going to be safer from crime and from the drugs themselves if we legalize drugs. There's no reason not to legalize all drugs, all of them. There's no reason. Just stop it.
I think that, you know, to some extent, drugs are dangerous, and I can see why people would not want to have them legal. I can see that. But don't stop there. Yes, drugs are dangerous. Some people will die. Some people will waste their lives.
Make mistakes.
They will. They really will. Some people, tomorrow, will drink bleach and die.
Nah.
Somebody in the world will drink bleach
maybe.
And die.
But it's more likely that some people will drink too much alcohol and get alcohol poisoning.
Much more likely, and that's legal.
Something else that they can do totally legally.
Somebody tomorrow will make some dumb decision and they will die as a result.
Mm-hmm. They're probably doing it right now.
And you know, you can't outlaw all these things, and it's not like outlawing them is going to work. But outlawing them does put me and my family in danger every single day.
Sure does.
Outlawing drugs runs the price of drugs up so high that people can't work at McDonald's and pay for their drug habit. They can't work in a construction job and pay for their drug habit.
So they
the only way they can do it
people.
Is prostitution, selling drugs, or hurting people and breaking things.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, or, well, this isn't a fun call. It's Jim. Probably, I'm presuming you don't have good news for us. Jim in Connecticut, husband of Lauren Canario. Hello, sir.
How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing well. How are you?
Lauren's still in jail.
She was arrested yesterday morning for sitting on the front porch of one of the houses that the New London development thugs were trying to board up. She refused to leave, apparently. She was then arrested, and she's got, I think, what, two or three charges against her at this point?
Yep, three charges, criminal trespass, and refusing to cooperate, just some fiddly little charge. One of the officers claims to have a wrenched back because he lifted her up.
Yeah, I had heard that. I saw that on the thread over at NH3.com. Apparently,
how is that charge her?
I don't know that charges. She's the last charge is interfering with an officer, which could also mean that she's not answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's scheduled for court on Monday morning?
Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
And I'm sure I know you're going to be there. I know there was a couple of NH3 people that were going out today, I guess, to do a protest. I'm not sure what's scheduled next.
Yeah, we had a little protest today. Five people came down from New Hampshire. We had some local people, the ex-mayor of New London.
We're going to keep the pressure on as much as possible. Check in with us again on Monday, Jim. Thank you for the call. And then head over to NH3.com and the forums there to get more information on this and who you can call to help get Lauren out as soon as possible.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals.
not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. You want to help support the show? Then you can shop with us via Amazon. Yeah, the world's largest internet retailer. We've got an agreement with those guys. What you do is you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then anything that you buy, we'll get a percentage of. Virtually anything at amazon.freetalklive.com, and there are over 30 different categories of products, from sporting goods to apparel to accessories to DVDs, books, their brand new grocery store as well. I mean, you name it. Amazon.freetalklive.com has it for sale. I mean, everything you need to buy, you have it delivered to your door, in many cases with free Super Saver shipping, and we'll get a percentage of the sale. You can't beat it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We're going to try Liam once again in Sweden. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hi, my electronic phone screwed up.
All right, what's on your mind, sir?
I just wanted to call in and complain about a negative experience I had with the black market today.
Oh no, what happened?
I just spent like $130 on oregano.
Oh, what?
Oregano?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
How did this
trying
occur?
To buy something else.
You were trying to buy marijuana.
Right, and I ended up paying this guy like $130, and he put like a bag in my pocket. And I couldn't check it until I got home, and then when I opened it, it was oregano.
Oh no! Was this not your regular dealer? I mean, why were you using this guy?
I was just standing outside a club, and some random guy came up to me and asked if I needed anything. And
oops.
And, yeah.
But don't you? I mean, are you a regular marijuana smoker, Liam, or is this like a random occasion?
Really. I don't really know anyone that smokes, so I don't really have any like regular contacts.
And
occasionally, if I'm at a party, I'll smoke it.
I see. So this guy just approached you, and he wanted $130 for a bag of pot?
Yeah. Hmm. I figured, what the hell, you know, I might as well buy it, since I don't really know anyone. This would probably be my only chance to buy it, so I figured I'd try it out. But,
aren't there some college kids around that you could go and talk to? I mean, they're usually connected.
Not really. I'm not really in contact with any of them.
None of your friends know where you can buy anything? I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, it usually doesn't take too much effort to dig up a little bit of marijuana, but maybe things are different there in Sweden.
Marijuana's pretty hard to find in Sweden. You can get hash really easily, but
it's
pretty hard to find.
Yeah, that's true. It's a European thing. Europeans really are into their hash versus the actual marijuana plant, the flowers from the marijuana plant. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. That's what happens in the black market. You're doing a deal in the back alley, or it's dark out or whatever, and you just get ripped off. You don't know who the guy was. You certainly can't go after him, and nor would it really be worth it to go after him. I mean, what are you going to do, crack him over the head with a lead pipe because he took $130 from you? That's certainly not worthwhile. So live and learn, my friend.
Yeah. It's a shame that alcohol is legal and marijuana is illegal. It doesn't make any sense to me.
You sure it's oregano, right?
Yeah. Well, this would not happen if it was legal, so I guess that's my...
It certainly wouldn't. If it was legal, you'd be able to go into a storefront. There'd be 50 different varieties of marijuana you could select and choose from, and the price would be a lot better as well. Liam, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, and sorry to hear about the bad experience, but that's one of the negative sides of the black market. I mean, the black market is the market in operation. It's the market continuing with the existence of laws. The laws are outlawing the dealing and the selling and the growing of marijuana and other drugs as well. But the market continues to operate. It's just that the people that provide the products are more likely to be scam artists, more likely to be violent criminals and dangerous individuals, instead of businessmen, entrepreneurs, people that want to make other people happy. Not to say there aren't people in the black market doing those things. There certainly are. Otherwise, people wouldn't get the products that they're looking for, right? It's just that there's that chance you're going to encounter a scam artist or someone dangerous.
Well, and not to say there's not scam artists in the regular market, too.
That's true.
I mean, you know, there are certainly people that make bad products out there.
That much is true.
That their products don't last very long.
Right, and they won't get reputation.
They might make a few bucks. They don't get rich.
You're not very... It's not likely that a scam artist has taken the time to open up a storefront and establish a business for himself. I mean, if somebody's had a marijuana-selling business in a storefront location for a couple years, you could be pretty much darn sure that you're going to be able to walk in there and walk out with a quality product at a relatively decent market-valued price. But not in the black market. Let's go to the phones and talk to Rob in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Rob.
You guys talked about something near and dear to my heart last night. I wish I could get you live here in Atlanta on the radio.
Well, we're working on that. In fact, by the way, Rob, I invite you and anybody else who doesn't get the show on the radio to go to local.freetalklive.com to learn more about how you can help that happen. But what issue was it?
Well, you know, you guys talked about something near and dear to my heart. It's about leadership, politicians being leaders.
Mm.
And that's something which has bugged me for the longest time when people refer to elected politicians as our leaders. And I think that they really, you know, the government always kind of mushes over language. I think that's one of the things which Orwell was really getting into with 1984, is how the government really starts redefining things and starts making you see things in a different light. And the whole concept of leader is one of those things, because if you really think about what a leader does, a leader always brings the people who he leads from a lower state to a higher state, usually that state being to some degree independence. A really good leader actually eliminates his own necessity. He helps people to develop themselves into being self-sufficient people. That's what a parent does for a child.
Great point.
True.
And concept of having an elected official as a leader is really just a completely bogus concept, because no elected official wants to empower an individual and help that individual develop so that he no longer is necessary. I mean,
Great point.
The last thing that a leader, that a quote-unquote elected leader, really needs to do. Also, when you start looking at real natural leaders, the sort of leaders who you voluntarily follow, these people do not, as a general rule, pursue power. Power is granted to them because of the qualities which they already have.
Indeed. They've gotten to their status of leadership because they have qualities that are desirable as far as a follower is concerned, somebody who wants to follow their lead. They've developed themselves to the point where people are naturally gravitating towards their leadership.
Exactly. So you can have some cases where a person is a leader already and becomes an elected official. That can occasionally happen, but very rarely will you have an elected official become a leader, and you never have an elected official being a leader because they were elected.
I think an important factor towards being a leader is to have vision. You know, leaders are usually pretty good about seeing where it is they want to go. And you could argue that a politician has vision as well. It's just the difference is between a leader and a politician is a leader wants to attain his vision usually via voluntary means. A politician and attain his followers via voluntary means. A politician would like to force everybody to follow his particular vision and would like everybody to follow his orders, because
and he
there's
wants
orders
to
involved.
Keep on following.
Yeah,
that's the other thing which politicians also do. Also, a quick tip on Tor. By the way, you guys mentioned that
this is
set up Tor to you can set up all of your, like, Google, MSN, Yahoo, those search engines and ad site type traffic through Tor if you want to kind of mask your web surfing patterns. So
now, is Tor a graphical user interface, or is it like a DOS prompt thing?
Well, if you're talking about the Windows version, it's a GUI. I mean, it's a very simple GUI. If you're talking about the Linux version, it's command line based, but they're both very simple to set up. There's really very little setup you actually have to do. But
where does one go to acquire Tor? Is it like tor.net or something?
tor.eff.org.
tor.eff.org. Good information, Rob, and I really appreciate you checking in, and hopefully we'll get on in Atlanta one of these days. We have a good prospect in the there was like one of those liberal stations in Atlanta, but they've went out of business already, so we're working on it.
Now, Rob, before you go, I got a question.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're a good libertarian, and
no, he's an evil libertarian.
I wonder, how does, I know that this is a very difficult question to answer, and you don't know the black community, but how does libertarianism play in the black community, to the best of your knowledge, with the black people that you know? I mean, obviously you talk to them about it. My best friend's blackish, but he doesn't, you know, he doesn't really know any black people, so, you know, I can't ask him these questions.
Yeah, well, most black people that I know don't really know anything about libertarianism, and, you know, when you start, when you know, if we're going to be just completely frank, when black people start hearing about white people talking about like erosions of freedom, it really doesn't resonate with black people, because black people do not have any historical example of them seeing their children being less free than they are.
Okay.
I mean,
understood.
So we're getting
more free as far as black people are concerned. Understood?
Yeah, and in fact, you know, I can say right now, you know, this is probably, I might be the first generation now where I can actually see my daughter being less free than me. That definitely would not have been the case with my father. I mean, it wouldn't even run through his mind.
So, I gotta say that from my experience, blacks have been very receptive to the message of libertarianism.
When you give them the message and you let them understand what it is, they are indeed very receptive. You're not gonna get black people in general with constitutional arguments.
Rob, we're out of time. Hour 3's coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello,